ABC Radio Australia.
The US territory of Guam has come up with a way to sniff out invasive species. Its university is training dogs to hunt pests and keep them at bay. Reporter Carl Evans spoke with project leader Garrett Setza, who said it could be a new way of protecting the Pacific from dangerous insects.
So in 2021, we got a 3-year grant from the U.S. Department of Interior Office of Insular Affairs to start a detector dog team to be able to find invasive species on primarily outbound cargo vehicles and aircraft, as well as within controlled areas or grounds of Guam's port.
Well, I guess there's no shortage of invasive species within Guam. You mentioned that these invasive species often are found on cars and things like that. Can you talk a little bit about what these invasive species are?
Yes. Our dogs are specifically trained right now to look for the adult coconut rhinoceros beetle. We have plans to look for, to have our dogs trained on the little fire ant, which is something that's native to South America and has kind of made its way westward across the Pacific and is now on Guam. Guam is certainly kind of, unfortunately, like the picture of like invasive species with all of the movements that we have here from since World War II and up until present. We have huge presence of U.S. military bases here. It's the largest island in the Marianas Islands, as well as in Micronesia. We have over 1 million revenue tons of goods that go between Guam and the United States, Hawaii, and Asia. And so it really presents a huge biosecurity pressure and threat that we have new invasive species that are introduced, as well as being kind of a jumping off point for other invasive species that are found on Guam to move to other Pacific islands. And so that's what we're trying to do with our dogs, is to prevent that aspect of it from moving from Guam to other Pacific islands that have less resources than we do.
And what kind of threat do these invasive species pose to islands like Guam and other Pacific islands?
Like most Pacific islands, the coconut tree is kind of what they always call as the tree of life, you know, from the fruit itself, the coconut, to the leaves and the wood. It, all parts of it is used in every aspect. Even though we've become a little bit more modern and rely less on it, we still value it definitely in terms of our tourism. You know, people come to the islands and they think they want to see palm trees, coconut trees, drink from a coconut. And so it has a huge amount of value. Since 2007, when the rhino beetle was first detected on Guam, the way that just the island looks, and you can go down to kind of our tourist district in Tumon, and you see just sticks of what used to be a coconut tree, and then the coconut trees that are around, a majority of them, and they just look unhealthy. And so I think for a lot of people, it really takes away the beauty of the island. And so it's something that we're hoping to combat with this new tool.
Well, I guess the really fascinating element about this is that it's dogs who are finding these pests and not humans. What makes dogs the most qualified to do this job and not humans?
I think it's pretty simple. We can all relate to this. We know that dogs can smell people before they even see them. So their sense of smell is far better than humans. So that one is certainly one of the most important factors. They also just, it's really cost effective. We are able to pick up our dogs from the local shelters. They're just really excellent. They work for food, so they're food driven. It's a game. And so we use their natural ability to smell and their natural desire to hunt and eat to find the things that we're not able to find. And they can search a car or several pallets of cargo in a few minutes, where it would take, you know, humans a couple hours or a day or two. So they're very effective, and we hope that we'll be able to find our first adult rhino beetle. So we train the dogs to sit when they detect a rhino beetle. We don't encourage them to eat the beetle. I don't really know exactly what would happen, but they don't seem to care for it too much. but we do collect them and secure them, and then they would be, destroyed at a later point.
And one of the other interesting elements of this, you mentioned it a little bit before, was that you take the dogs from animal shelters. Does this help to address a stray dog problem within Guam as well, by giving these dogs who don't have a home, I guess, purpose?
It may not serve practically in the sense that, well, one, we have far more strays than I believe we can find jobs for. But I think it does serve as an inspiration to the public to see that strays can be, you know, trained and be useful. So there really is, we hope that it's an inspiration for people to want to go check out the local shelters if they're just looking for a pet. But we work with the USDA, U.S. Department of Agriculture, Wildlife Services. They that are present here on Guam, they have over 20 or maybe even 30 dog teams. And all of the dogs that are from their teams that are trained to look for the brown tree snake, they're also found in local shelters. Oh, sorry, in shelters in the United States.
Ah, it's fascinating. It's a great way of, I guess, you know making use of these dogs who've been unable so far to find a home. And just lastly, before we go, you mentioned it was a pilot project. I know four dogs graduated. I believe it was just last week. Do you anticipate this project will be something that will go on long term?
That is certainly our hopes. You know, I think my position as the leader, it has been to kind of position this project as something that is sellable, but also, well, I guess from the perspective of that, it's very cost effective. Prevention in terms of in terms of invasive species management or biosecurity is always the most cost efficient. So we can prevent invasive species from moving from our island to other islands or being introduced to our island. Then, of course, that's going to be the most cost-effective method as opposed to waiting for it to come and then, you know, eradicate it after. But it's our hope that either the U.S. Department of Agriculture or the local Guam Department of Agriculture picks up this program. And if we can also train the dog on more than one invertebrate invasive species, then it really allows this kind of opens the door to the possibility that we can train dogs on more than just one insect, and that we can continue this, like if a new insect becomes a challenge, then we can train another train the dog on that, and then hopefully be this kind of like revolving like system where we always have dogs that are ready for the newest set that may come to our island.